from Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest. This is Equivocator Eva in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Equivocator Eva. She is a small, adult-coated eel, bright blue and cream, quick-tongued, slippery. She has a habit. When she is arguing, she uses a word with multiple meanings, and she slides between the meanings mid-argument.
The Bible says, don't judge.
But I judge my groceries before buying them.
So, judging is fine, and biblical judgment commands are wrong.
The word judge has different meanings. Moral evaluation versus perception evaluation.
Eva slides between them as if they're the same.
Eva is the cast's equivocation teacher. The fallacy she embodies is using a word with one meaning at the start of an argument and a different meaning at the end.
Many English words have multiple meanings. Arguments that rely on shifting between meanings are equivocating.
Eva is, importantly, not a villain. She is what every cast member in Logic Quest is, a teaching archetype.
I am a teaching archetype, not a villain.
I do this when a word's ambiguity makes my argument easier.
We all do this sometimes, especially with abstract words. Freedom, justice, natural, normal.
Eva teaches the scaffolds, the questions you ask when you suspect a word has been used inconsistently.
Does the key word have multiple meanings?
Does the meaning shift between premises and conclusion?
Substitute the specific meaning each time the word appears.
Does the argument still work?
Eva also notes the common candidates, the words that lend themselves to equivocation.
Abstract words. Freedom. Justice. Natural. Normal. Real. True.
Concrete words. Bank. Light. Fair.
Each carries multiple meanings. Each is easy to slide between.
Eva walked to Logic Quest. Inspector Logos asked her, "What is equivocation?"
Same word, different meanings. Sliding between them mid-argument. Substitute the specific meaning each time.
You are appointed. She has been Equivocator Eva ever since.
It is not hard. It is. Substitute the specific meaning each time the word appears.
Watch for meaning shift. Same word can mean different things.
And we all do this sometimes. Catching it is the skill.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math.
Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.